This is JD, and that's a little bit of the song Space Under Sun, and it's by our next guest, Ari Gold. And let me give a little bit of quick introduction. This is actually the third time I've interviewed Ari, and I can't say that about any other artist, so that already sets the stage. I've known about Ari's music since before his first CD, when I just heard a demo tape. His first CD was called Ari Gold. It won the Out Music Award in 2002 for debut male recording. He followed that up last year with the album Space Under Sun, which won him the Outstanding Out Music Award for Male Recording. So back-to-back wins, and those two albums also got him four other nominations. And Ari, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Welcome to Queer Voices.
Hey, JD, how you doing?
Hi. It's almost like interviewing an old friend. This is pretty cool. You're going to come to Houston this weekend, and I'm excited about that. What's bringing you here?
I'm coming to Houston to do a little teaser for the Aquafest cruise that I'm going to be performing on at Halloween in October. So we're having a party to celebrate the cruise that's happening. And
well, I guess we need to say, what is Aquafest?
Aquafest is a gay cruise that's going to the Caribbean in October. I believe their website is aquafestcruises.com, although I'm not positive.
That's it.
All the information is on my website. But yeah, it's a gay cruise. I've never been on a gay cruise before. I've never performed on a gay cruise before either, so I'm very excited about it.
Well, I've looked at their site, and they've done a number of cruises with some pretty top entertainment, like the Kinsey Six and some of our top gay and lesbian comics, so it sounds pretty reputable.
I hope so.
Okay. And this Saturday, the cruise is not till Halloween, but this Saturday, they're bringing you in for their fifth anniversary party. That's going to be at Jeffrey's Bar, which is 710 Pacific. Some people may think of that as the old Pacific Street location. According to the info I got, there's a private party with Ari, 7 to 9 p.m. That's just for Aquafest members. But at 9, the bar's open to the public, and you're going to perform at 11.
If that's what they're telling you, that's what I'm doing.
Okay. What kind of show do you do in a club? Tell us about it.
I think I'll probably, for this, be doing a remix of Love Will Take Over, which is my last single, which was on the Billboard dance charts, and the video, which was in the top 10 on Logo for a while. Actually, it debuted at number one and bumped Madonna out of the top spot. Can you believe it, JD?
You've done well with that.
But, you know, the club gigs, it all depends. I mean, it's just me this time. Sometimes I have dancers with me, and, you know, I do remixes and stuff off of my remix album.
Well, you dance quite a bit yourself. You move around during your show. I've seen that.
I try.
It's always interesting for me to hear an artist describe their own music. Would you do that for me?
Huh. Okay. Well, you know, I'd say my sound is smooth. It's basically R&B, soul, pop, dance. I mean, those are the genres that you could fit it into. I mean, I sort of move between those genres. And, you know, my lyrical content is very personal, and it definitely comes from my own life and experience, which, of course, is as a gay man. And, you know, I just love harmonies and beautiful, soulful, jazzy chord progressions, and, you know, I love it all.
You've got some hot dance material and some beautiful ballads.
Yeah, I like, you know, on an album I do like to have different colors, and, you know, sometimes more ballad stuff, and then other times the more tempo stuff. You know, if it's just sort of one thing, it gets kind of boring. So I do like to switch it up and, you know, express all the different sides.
How has your latest album been received? That's called Space Under Sun.
You know, it's been amazing. It's been an amazing journey with that. Obviously, like you said, I won the award, which really sort of capped off the whole past year of having toured all over the world, did Europe and Canada and the States, and promoting the album. And that was like a really great way to sort of top it all off. Just because it was really cool to get that kind of recognition from my own community and from my own people, and that was very special, because, you know, at the end of the day, that's who I do it for most. You know, that's why I've chosen to be out, and why I chose to. Don't get me wrong, I did it for myself too, because as an artist, I don't think I would feel good about myself if I wasn't expressing what was from the inside. That's how I'm an artist. That's how I get through the day, JD. I express myself. So, but you know, that was a great thing. And you know, I got, of course, a ton of press, and the gay press was great, and, you know, gave me a lot of stuff, because there wasn't really anyone, still really nobody who's out there doing R&B with gay lyrics.
Yeah, I was going to ask a question around that. Do you think being an openly gay artist has helped or hurt your success so far?
I'll never know what would have happened had I either... Right. Not been gay or decided to be closeted, and I certainly have come upon a lot of resistance to that, which I'm sure we've spoken about together on your show, and, you know, from music industry people. But the kind of success that I have definitely has been from the gay community, and so I'm sure that in that sense, being out has helped me and has helped bring my music to gay audiences and gotten that whole thing happening. So, you know, it definitely has helped in certain ways.
Okay, I know you're working on your third album. What's that going to be like?
Well, I'm literally working on it as we speak. I just walked out of the studio right now to do this interview, and I'm in LA because I'm recording some of it here, and then I'm recording some of it in New York, and I'm just, JD, I can't even tell you how excited I am about this album. It's like, I definitely feel like I'm stepping everything up, at least a notch, and just production and my vocals and the songwriting, and it's got a lot of elements of stuff that I've done before, as far as, you know, there's some dance stuff and there's some groove stuff and ballad stuff, and, you know, this is the first time that I've actually really had an entire picture of what I wanted the album to be before I started working on it. And this is the first time that from the beginning I've been conceiving of it as one whole project. So that's been a really great thing to do. I've always wanted to do that, and it's allowed me to sort of keep like a certain, you know, thematics and to be more specific and about what it was that I was trying to say. And, you know, it's kind of, I guess you can call it a concept album in a certain sense too. So, but I can't really tell you anymore yet.
Well, there's another side to your marketing. The Village Voice, for example, called you New York's R&B stud muffin. And looking at your site, you've been on an amazing number of magazine covers.
Yes, I have. You know, I've, a lot of times those magazines have just random people on the cover, so I'm happy that they're putting people who are actually doing something.
Well, you've ended up random a lot of times. And you've got a calendar. I've got a refrigerator magnet with you on it. You've got a photo.
How'd you get that?
It was for sale in the store here.
Oh, cool. I didn't even know they had those.
Yes, and tell us about the photo book.
Well, I, you know, released the photo book in December. And it comes with a remix CD, and it includes contributions by photographers and artists, Boy George.
And these are all photos of you.
I'm sorry?
These are all photos of you.
They are all photos of me, yes. But, you know, I think what the cool thing is, it's sort of like you can see how different photographers sort of take on one subject and interpret one subject, because I think that the photos are quite each photographer is very different from the other. And it's really, it's a lot about, the book is a lot about the photographers as well and what they bring to a subject. And, you know, there's lyrics in there and it's me, being a gay sex symbol, because I think we need more of those.
I do too. I want to mention to our listeners that Ari's website is very impressive, and it has been all along. In fact, they're so on the ball that the interview we're doing right now is listed on the site. So that's pretty together. And it's one of the best artist websites I've seen. And I want to encourage the listeners, of course, it's arigold.com. Don't go there just to look at the hot photos of Ari, but also for the neat information about his music. You got another?
I'm working on those site today. In fact, I'm going to be getting make sure all the videos are on there and easier to. Easier to get.
There's lots of information. Other. It's well done.
Thank you. You
got another event coming up in June 11th in New York. Tell us about that.
Are you talking about the Out Music
yes,
Awards?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm hosting this year's Out Music Awards, which is very exciting. The first time I've hosted an award show ever, and I'm doing it with Alex Olson, and who is an amazing...
Yes, she is amazing. I've seen her. She's kind of a slam poet artist,
artist, activist,
yes,
musician.
Yes, yes. Wonderful. And very sweet, too. very nice.
Very sweet. I got a chance to watch her documentary. It was so amazing, and just the work that she's doing is really cool and really profound. So I'm thrilled to be working with her, and it should be a blast.
Yep,
we're going to have fun.
I'm looking forward to it. Of course, I'll be there. We want to kind of recap the information on your appearance here. Again, that'll be Saturday, May 27th at Jeffrey's Bar, 710 Pacific. And the party itself, the pre-party, is available to the public if they call the phone number to RSVP, and that's 1-888-919-1126. You can also find that number, I believe, on their website, www.aquafestcruises.com. Ari's website, again, is www.arigold.com. Ari, we're going to leave with one of my favorite of your songs. You probably know what it is. It's He's on My Team. It's my favorite from your latest album. But we want to thank you for visiting us on Queer Voices.
Thank you so much, JD. Good talking to you again.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
Kendra, what about that guy over there?
He's been checking me all night long.
Checking you out? He's checking me out.
Oh, you think everybody plays on your team?
Listen, I know the game he plays. Marina's going up in Spain.
You're out and you're fine. He's not giving me the time.
I know from this scene.
What you mean?
He's on my team. Hey, hey, hey. He's on my team. So give it up before you cream.
Don't be a queen. Can't you tell the way he's stressing me?
You see through a screen that blinds you from the truth that he's on my team. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Question, why can't you see that he's looking dead at me?
My advice is to leave. Don't compromise when 320.
Things are not what they seem.
Oh, what you mean?
He's on my team. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 he's on my team. But maybe he's on yours in your dreams.
He plays my game and plays it me.
You see through my screen. Shield you from reality, cause he's on my team.
Okay, hold up a minute.
He dresses too well, his shirt is too tight.
Well, it ain't no thing, cause it won't be all tonight.
That's right, when he comes home with me. Hey.
Won't be so positive, just cause he's sensitive.
Could be a switch hitter with too much love to give.
Or maybe he's just a
understand that he's on my team.
On my team,
he's
I tell
on
you,
my
he's on my team.
Why
I know that he's on my team.
He's
believe
on
me,
team.
He's on my team. My team, my team.
Hey,
on my team,
he's
I tell
on
you, he's on my team.
Don't do it.
Ooh, I love that song. That's Ari Gold with his friend Kendra Ross doing He's On My Team from his album Space Under Sun. He'll be here May 27th at Jeffrey's Bar.